morning, Butler Area School District. This is the kindergarten through grade 6 radio lesson for Wednesday, April 8th, 2020. Hi, this is Ms. Watlett, and I'm one of the school counselors at Butler Middle School.
Hi, everyone. This is Mrs. Mowry, and I'm also a school counselor at Butler Middle School. To start off our time together today, let's join in saying the Pledge of Allegiance. My two sons, Aiden and Cole Mowry, would like to say it with you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We want to thank the Butler Radio Network and those helping to make this opportunity possible. Mrs. Mowry and I are both so excited to be connecting with our school families today. As we go through our lesson today, we will be playing Guess That Disney Song during our break. For today's lesson, you will need a piece of paper and a pencil. As you are gathering your materials, we will play the first song. Play along with us and write down the titles on the back of your paper, and we will give you the answers at the end. Ready? And go. Once you've written down the answer to the song, please put your materials to the side because we will be using them later on in our lesson.
Our lesson today is going to focus on things that you can control and things that are out of your control. Last week, Mrs. Shatton and Ms. Gardner talked with you about growth mindset. And today, we are going to expand upon that by helping you differentiate between what is within your control and what is completely out of your control. Here is a short clip entitled, Five Things You Can Control, from a student your age named Elvis. You can find this clip on YouTube under Rocket Kids if you would like to watch it again at another time.
There are many things in our day that we cannot control. We cannot control other people's actions or words. We cannot control the weather or if we have to go to school or not. The good news is, there are some things we can control. So, today, I have my list of five things we can control every day. I'm Elvis, this is Rocket Kids, and let's get this started. So what are these five things we can control every day? First, let me say that all five of these things are totally up to us. That's right, we can make these things happen or not. When we do make them happen, amazing things will come. We can make others feel great, we can accomplish our goals, and we can make our own little world a much happier place. So, here we go. First things first, our attitude. This is how we feel, act, and think towards something. We can have a negative attitude and see the worst in everything, or we can have a positive attitude and see the best in even the worst situation. Ever heard the phrase, attitude is everything? When we have a positive attitude, we can solve problems much easier. We can go into situations believing good things will happen, and we can work much better with others. Doesn't that sound awesome? Yes, it does. Look, I know having a positive attitude about some things is not always easy, but think about how we can turn those negative thoughts into positive thoughts. It takes practice, but this is up to you. Our words. We can choose the words we say, and they either encourage or discourage others. Ever been around someone that used words that hurt your feelings or made you not feel your best? I have one question. Is that the person you want to be? Do you want to be the person that makes others feel bad? I didn't think so. Always remember that our words are very powerful, so we have to choose our words very carefully. It is up to you. Our actions. Every single action we have has an effect on someone else, whether we are aware of it or not. Most of the time, our actions come from the emotions or feelings we are having. If we are mad, we may want to act out in some way. If we see that someone is in trouble, we may want to help. The most important thing to remember is that we can always control our actions. As kids, it's not always easy and takes some practice. Maybe we need to take a deep breath and think about the consequences of our actions. If I do this one thing, what will happen? Having self-control and acting in an appropriate way is up to you. Our manners. When I say manners, you may think about not chewing with your mouth open, saying excuse me when you want to leave the table, or asking someone to pass the salt. Yes, these are manners we should have at the dinner table, but in everyday life, it's about being polite, considerate, and grateful. It really comes down to being nice. Nice is easy, and having manners is too, but it is up to you. Our effort. Everything requires us to put in effort. Something as simple as getting out of bed in the morning requires us to put in effort. And the hardest things we will ever accomplish will take effort too. Without effort, we will do nothing. And who wants to do nothing? Not me. I want to do awesome things. And I bet you do too. But it takes effort. A coach once told our team that lack of effort produces lack of results. That was his way of telling us if we don't try, if we don't practice, if we don't want to accomplish great things, then we never will. So how much are we trying and how much effort do we put into what we are doing, no matter what it is? Your effort is up to you. Those are my five things that we can control every day. They are up to you and no one else. It really comes down to the mindset and being positive. Think about how you are controlling your attitude, words, actions, manners, and effort. Learn, practice, and go make every day awesome.
This is Mallory. Elvis taught us a lot about things we can and cannot control. He taught us that there are five things we can control. We can control our attitude, our words, our actions, our manners, and our efforts.
Exactly, Mrs. Watlett. Some things are completely out of our control, like the weather, what other people think, say, or do. We cannot control the past or even other people's feelings.
Sometimes it's hard when someone says or does something mean to you, and sometimes it's hard when things are out of your control. When I was an English teacher, I liked to read books about topics that I was learning about. Let's share with our students a book about a boy named Alexander and how he handles a very bad day.
That sounds great, Miss Watlett. Please listen to one of our favorite books titled Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day.
I went to sleep with gum in my mouth, and now there's gum in my hair. When I got out of bed this morning, I tripped on the skateboard, and by mistake, I dropped my sweater in the sink while the water was running, and I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. At breakfast, Anthony found a Corvette Stingray car kit in his breakfast cereal box, and Nick found a junior undercover agent code ring in his breakfast cereal box. But in my breakfast cereal box, all I found was breakfast cereal. I think I'll move to Australia. In the carpool, Miss Gibson let Becky have a seat by the window. Audrey and Elliot got seats by the window, too. I said I was being scrunched. I said I was being smushed. I said if I don't get a seat by the window, I'm going to be car sick. No one even answered. I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. At school, Miss Dickens liked Paul's picture of the sailboat better than my picture of the invisible castle. At singing time, she said I sang too loud. At counting time, she said I left out 16. Who needs 16? I could tell it was going to be a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. I could tell because Paul said I wasn't his best friend anymore. He said that Philip Parker was his best friend and that Albert Moyo was his next best friend and that I was only his third best friend. I hope you sit on a tack, I said to Paul. I hope the next time you get a double-decker strawberry ice cream cone, the ice cream part falls off the cone part and lands in Australia. There were two cupcakes in Philip Parker's lunch bag, and Albert got a Hershey bar with almonds, and Paul's mother gave him a piece of jelly roll that had little coconut sprinkles on the top. Guess whose mother forgot to put in dessert? It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. That's what it was, because after school my mom took us all to the dentist, and Dr. Fields found a cavity just in me. "Come back next week and I'll fix it," said Dr. Fields. "Next week?" I said. "I'm going to Australia." On the way downstairs, the elevator door closed on my foot, and while we were waiting for my mom to get the car, Anthony made me fall where it was muddy, and then I started crying because of the mud. Nick said I was a crybaby, and while I was punching Nick for saying crybaby, my mom came back with the car and scolded me for being muddy and fighting. "I'm having a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day," I told everybody. No one even answered. So then we went to the shoe store to buy some sneakers. Anthony chose white ones with blue stripes. Nick chose red ones with white stripes. I chose blue ones with red stripes. But then the shoe man said, "We're all sold out." They made me buy plain old white ones. But they can't make me wear them. When we picked up my dad at his office, he said I couldn't play with his copying machine, but I forgot. He also said to watch out for the books on his desk, and I was careful as could be, except for my elbow. He also said don't fool around with his phone, but I think I called Australia. My dad said please don't pick him up anymore. It was a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. There were lima beans for dinner, and I hate limas. There was kissing on TV, and I hate kissing. My bath was too hot. I got soap in my eyes. My marble went down the drain, and I had to wear my railroad train pajamas. I hate my railroad train pajamas. When I went to bed, Nick took back the pillow he said I could keep, and the Mickey Mouse nightlight burned out, and I bit my tongue. The cat wants to sleep with Anthony, not me. It has been a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day. My mom says some days are like that. Even in Australia.
Wow, Miss Watlett, it sounds like Alexander really had a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, Miss Mallory, he sure did. But you know what? Everyone has bad days sometimes. It's important to remember to stay in control of what we can control. Alexander couldn't control that he didn't get a toy in his cereal box. He couldn't control that his friends in the carpool didn't care that he wanted to sit by the window, or that his mom forgot his dessert in his packed lunch.
That's exactly right. And that is why it's so important to be able to tell the difference between things that we can control and things that we cannot. We don't want to waste our time worrying or getting upset about things that we can't control. We want to focus and channel our energy on things that we can do to change how we feel.
Let's see if all our students know the difference between things they can and cannot control.
Now let's grab that paper and pencil that we put to the side earlier on in our lesson.
So the first thing I would like you to do is draw a big circle on your piece of paper. While you are doing this, we're going to insert our second Guess That Disney Song clip. Now, on the inside of the circle, I want you to write can control. I'll help you spell it. Can, C-A-N, space, control. C-O-N-T-R-O-L.
On the outside of the circle, can you please write can't control? I will help you spell it. Can't. C-A-N apostrophe T space control. C-O-N-T-R-O-L.
We have talked about how there are things you can and can't control. I want you to think of three things you can control and write them in the middle of the circle. As you are doing this, we're going to play our third Disney song. I came up with a list just like you. The three things that we said we can control are how we are kind to others, having a positive attitude, and smiling every day, even when you may be having a terrible, no good day like Alexander from our story.
Now let's think of three things that you cannot control and write them on the outside of your circle. While you're doing this, we will play our fourth Disney song. Miss Watlett and I came up with three things that we cannot control, just like you. We said that, one, we can't control the weather. We're very lucky that it has been sunny outside lately. However, there have been some times that it has rained, and we've had to stay inside. Two, we cannot go to school or work or see our students, which makes us very sad. But we have found other ways to keep in touch with you, like the radio, website, videos. And three, we cannot see our friends and sometimes even our family members, but we stay in contact with them through email, text, calling, Google Meet, and even writing old-fashioned letters.
There are a lot of people who think that you have to be an adult to make a difference in the world, but that just isn't true. There are many kids just like you, our students at Butler Area School District, who make the world a better place each and every day.
There is a 12-year-old boy named Sam who started a recycling business to help save the environment and donate money to charity. Let's listen to Sam tell his story.
My name is Sam. I am 12 years old, and I started a recycling business. When I was a kid, I used to watch the garbage men pick up the garbage from a lawn chair on the driveway.
I never realized that Sam was calling the garbage companies from his bedroom, even sometimes from his closet, thanking the garbage men for the phenomenal job that they were doing. And he would ask so many questions. He would want to know where the garbage went, what they would do after they were done on their route. Just the questions kept coming.
I actually went to tour the garbage company when I was my sixth birthday party. So I used to ride with the garbage man in the garbage truck, and they took me around the parking lot, they took me around the block. I mean, I will never forget that experience. And then the light bulb, you know, in my head kind of said, here we go. At 9 years old, I started my recycling company, and I recycle inkjets, laser toners, cell phones, and laptops.
I wanted to go ahead and ask you, is your box full and ready for pickup?
When I was approaching businesses for the first time, I was very nervous. I didn't know if I would get a ton of no's, but I got a huge reaction saying, yes, 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 give me your box. I work with local businesses by putting a collection box into their company area, and we come to pick it up, empty the box, place a new one, and we send them off to both local and national facilities, which process them, and then send me a check.
This is a laser toner, and we can get probably for this size, I'd say about $5.
After I receive the check, I put the money towards a charity of my choice at the end of the year.
Sam has an incredible generosity of spirit, and I believe that that was really how he was made and how he came into the world, and I knew it from when he was a baby. He has unbelievable depth and compassion beyond his young years.
I decided to give away all the money because I knew it would be very selfish to keep all the money and then go out and spend it on video games, which I don't own. My goal for all of this is to keep going. I'm not going to stop. I mean, it's an important thing. Not enough people are doing it. And believe it or not, we're going to be at a landfill space and we're not going to know what to do with the trash.
You can find more information on Sam and the other kids your age helping the community through Disney's Citizen Kid organization. Who knows, maybe we'll see you on the channel someday. One of the things that I loved about this video was that Sam saw a problem and figured out a way to help people even at such a young age.
The big message that we want to send all of our students out there is that you can do anything that you want to do, and you don't have to wait to be an adult to start helping. As long as you remember and focus on the things that you can control, you can do and be anything that you want. Ms. Watlett and I want to share one last video with you from a student named Morgan on Rocket Kids that you can also find on YouTube. Morgan is going to talk with you about putting some effort into your nice, and will give you some ideas that you can do to help you and others feel awesome.
Let's all do something nice today. That sounds great. Let's go do it.
But wait, I'm not talking about holding a door open for someone. That's nice, but it's also easy. Let's put some effort into our nice people. How? Like this. Today, I have my list of four nice things we can do that aren't easy and take some effort but make us and the other person feel awesome. I'm Morgan, welcome to Rocket Kids, and let's get this started. I love doing nice things for others, especially when they don't expect it. I'm like, surprise! And they're like,
wow, that is super nice.
And I'm like, yeah, that feels awesome. Do you want to feel awesome too? You're in luck because here are my top four nice things we can do for someone that makes everyone feel awesome. Number four, do an extra chore around the house. A chore? Are you kidding me? That's on your list? It is. But wait a minute and let me explain before you get all crazy on me. I put this at number four because I don't always like doing chores. We have to clean our room, make our bed, clean the bathroom, take out the trash. Where's the fun in that? There isn't. But it's something that my parents expect of me. And I said I would do it. And we have an agreement. So I do it. And that's that. But sometimes I do an extra chore when I'm not asked. Like clear the table after dinner or help my parents fold laundry. It makes me feel good and my parents appreciate it. Then they're all like, nice work. Let's go have some ice cream. Yeah, I'll take some ice cream. Give it a try and do something nice around the house. You may not get ice cream, but you will feel awesome. And we all need more awesome. Number 3 on my list is sending a letter or thank you note. Send one to your parents, a teacher, a friend, a grandparent. Doesn't matter. It can be anyone. If someone has done something to help you in any way, tell them in a letter. Maybe they taught you something new or helped you solve a problem. Maybe you just want to let them know what they mean to you. If you feel it, then write it out. I know I can just say, hey, thanks for that birthday gift. And that's nice, but is just nice good enough? Yeah, it is. Because sometimes that's all we need to do. We can't go off writing a letter to everyone for everything. That's a lot of writing. That's so much writing. My hand hurts from writing so many letters. Sometimes we can write that letter. Sure, that takes time and effort. But what person doesn't like getting a handwritten letter from someone else? Especially when it's a surprise. Surprise! Number 2. Donate to a charity. You're saying, wait a minute, I don't want to empty out my bank. I was saving for a new bike or Christmas present for my sister. Maybe you're like, I'm going to launch a business and rule the world. I am not giving up my money. Well, simmer down there. You can still rule the world. When you donate to a charity, it doesn't have to be money. It can be clothes you've outgrown. Maybe it's a toy you don't use anymore. Look around your house and I'm sure you'll find many things that someone else would love to have. Open your eyes. Don't be so attached to something and give it away. You can also donate time. Charities always need people to help fulfill their mission. Ask your parents to help find a charity that you like. Giving back is one of the best ways to contribute to those around us, and it feels awesome. Number 1 on my list is something I really love doing for many reasons. Spending time with a younger brother or sister. I love sharing new things with my brother. And look on the plus side. When you're all grown up, your littler person in the family will look back and say, you remember those awesome things that you used to do with me? And you can say, yeah, because I was awesome. Do you have a younger brother or sister? Maybe a cousin or even a neighbor? Well, do something cool with them, like read a book, help them solve a problem, or teach them something you already know, but they're just learning, like tying their shoes. What littler person doesn't like learning something from a bigger you? Show them how to do something and let them try. Then, when they do it, it's like, high five time! Except you wouldn't high five yourself. They would be there, so it'd be like, ah, boom! That's my list of 4 nice things I can do for someone else. That takes some time and effort, but makes you and them feel awesome. What would you put on this list? Let us know by commenting on the video. We want to hear from you. Don't forget to like, follow, and subscribe to our channel so we can keep sharing awesome videos with you. That's the show, and thanks for watching. I'm Morgan, this has been Rocket Kids, and remember to always be your best self.
We know that doing something nice for someone takes time and energy, but it also makes us and the people that we've done something nice for feel good. Sadly, our time has come to an end. Let's give you the answers to our Disney quiz before we say goodbye. The first song was from The Little Mermaid, and it was Under the Sea. The second was I Can't Wait to Be King from The Lion King. The third was Hi Ho from Snow White. And 4, Let It Go from Frozen. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you are able to learn a few things and have a little fun along the way. We know that this situation is hard, but you've all been doing a great job keeping up with your work and staying in touch with your school family.
Yes, that's so true, Ms. Watlett. We are so incredibly proud of each and every one of you, and we really miss seeing your smiling faces. Just think that spring break is only one day away. Please remember that we miss you all, and we hope to see you soon. Don't forget to check the Butler Area School District website for updates and assignments. Have a great day, everyone.
I stay up too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm.
I go on too many dates, but I can make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say.
Mm-mm. But I never miss a beat. Running on the